Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When we think of drug discovery, we might conjure up images of scientists in white lab coats holding test tubes, but a new study searching for drugs to kill dangerous disease-causing fungi had researchers wearing wetsuits and adorning themselves with fishing nets instead. And so far, as Eva Higginbotham has been hearing, it's actually been very worth it.
Although we often think of bacteria and viruses when thinking of disease-causing microbes, fungi are a serious and rather neglected cause of illness, affecting around 1 billion people and causing 1.5 million deaths annually. They primarily affect certain populations, as David Andes, an infectious disease doctor and fungal drug researcher, explained.
In patients with normal immune systems, the immune system alone is usually sufficient to fight off fungal invasion. It's most often when different arms of the immune system are compromised, for example, due to chemotherapy for cancers in premature infants and a variety of other really life-saving treatments, for example, transplantation, that fungi can take a hold and cause invasive, very difficult to treat infections. And they're unfortunately associated with poor outcomes for a sizable majority of these patients.
Part of the reason these infections are so hard to treat is that fungal cells are much more similar to human cells than bacteria and viruses. And that means that any drug that is likely to kill the fungal infection is also likely to cause harm to the patient too. There are only a very small number of drugs available to treat fungal infections, and now we're seeing some of the first results of a project trawling through an untapped resource to find more. Tim Buny is a scientist involved in the project.
Historically, many of the drugs that we use to treat both bacterial and fungal infections have come from bacteria that were from terrestrial environments. And so we know that these bacteria are good sources of potential drugs, but the marine environment has not been investigated to the same degree as the terrestrial environment. So we isolate bacteria that are associated with marine invertebrates, and this appears to be an excellent source for potential therapeutics. And so, yeah, we go to the sea, use scuba gear or snorkeling to collect some of these animals and then process the samples actually on the surface.
And now they've found a particularly interesting molecule that came from a bacterium they isolated from a sea squirt in the Florida Keys. Sea squirts are these curious, small, fluorescently coloured creatures made up of a complicated arrangement of tubes that sway with the ocean current.
We named it turbinomycin, and it's a quite complicated structure. There are a number of ways to classify these molecules, but I think it's safe to say this is just a complex natural product.
Once the team saw that this new molecule had the ability to kill off disease-causing fungi and that high concentrations of it didn't harm human cells in a dish, they could test whether it worked to treat real infections. David Andes again.
And then we moved to animal testing in different infection models to determine if in an animal model that mimics infections in patients, if we can kill the fungus in that human environment without harming the animal. In this case, small rodent infection models of candidiasis and aspergillosis. And in this case, we were pleased to see that we saw a similar degree of effect in the mice as we did in the test tube, and in fact were able to administer amounts of turbinomycin that were 100-fold greater than the amount we needed to kill the fungus in the mouse, suggesting what we would call a relatively wide therapeutic window.
Although they aren't certain yet how turbinomycin works, it seems to prevent vesicle trafficking in the cells. That is, it seems to stop molecules being moved around the cell properly. There are more studies to go, but if turbinomycin proves safe and effective in human trials, we'll have a brand new weapon in our arsenal against dangerous fungal infections that can seriously harm some of the most vulnerable people in our communities. And it's also a feather in the cap of the researchers keen on screening more marine life for bacteria that might produce other disease-fighting molecules.
It's promising not only for this compound, but for this discovery platform. So we're continuing to mine the marine microbiome, if you will, for similarly effective anti-infectives. So hopefully more to come.
That was David Andes and Tim Buny at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The paper describing that work has just come out in the journal Science.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.